Oh, good, Reba, you're here. You want to see Henry's new trick?
Sure, if it means making his mommy disappear.
Well, it looks like somebody already made your manners disappear.
Okay, Henry, what do we do when we see a stranger?
Yeah!
Gee, why didn't you warn me that he was gonna do that?
Well, strangers don't get a warning. Strangers only get pain.
Ah!
Great. Now, I have bruises on both my shins. Do you know what purple looks like on white skin?
Where are you going?
To get some ice.
The safe word is pickles.
Why do I need a safe word?
Yeah!
Pickles!
Yeah!
Yeah! Pickles!
Yeah!
Good job, sweetie.
Oh, no, Barbara Jean, you've got to leave.
Oh, my gosh, is it the supermarket cops? I swear, I only ate one frozen burrito.
Why is it that they don't get mad if you eat one grape, but they do if you eat a watermelon?
I'm not.
Okay, look, seriously, Barbara Jean, you got to get out of here because we have a surprise for Mom, and I don't want you to ruin it.
Well, I'm not going to ruin it. Why would you think I would ruin it? What is it? Can I tell her?
No, Barbara Jean. Look, if you love Mom, you're going to let her have this moment without you.
Well, when you put it that way,
you
know, I'm torn, you know? On the one hand, sure, I love your mother, but what does that mean if I'm not here for her in every big moment of her life?
Oh, well, stay.
Reba, they got you a big surprise.
Oh.
They bought you a car. I'm just guessing.
You know what? You sit down and you shut up.
Okay.
You know, Mom, the weirdest thing, you know who I was thinking about the other day? Was that Dr. Morgan?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cheyenne, I mean, why would I have to leave, you know, just because you want to talk about Dr. Morgan? I'm so over him. I'm over his warm smile, his kind eyes, his firm, tight buttocks.
Because, Barbara Jean, Dr. Morgan and Mrs. H had that intense middle-aged love affair.
Oh.
Just saying it makes my skin crawl.
So, you ever think about him?
Yes, I have a few fond memories.
Man, flick the porch lights.
What are you guys up to?
I know. Dr. Morgan is outside.
Barbara Jean,
huh?
I'm here to see Reba.
Oh, of course, yeah. Just. Oh, you smell terrific.
Hello, Reba.
Hello, stranger.
Stranger, yeah!
Sorry about that. I forgot we had an attack child.
Does it hurt? Do you want me to kiss it and make it better?
Barbara Jean, we've talked about this. You are still married to Brock, aren't you?
I guess. Come on, Henry, let's go home and see Daddy. Same old Daddy who does the same old thing every same old day.
So. So.
Do you guys mind giving us a little privacy?
Oh, okay, sure.
Privacy.
Come on, man, let's go.
I am not leaving him alone with her. Last thing we need in this house is another baby.
Man. That is my mom. Come on, let's go.
All right. Hey, just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you get to play doctor.
Van, come on.
So that's what's considered good looking?
Mm-hmm.
Wait till I'm 60.
So you're probably wondering why I haven't called the last couple of months.
Well, I was trying to stay positive. I assumed you were dead.
I know I told you I'd only be in Boston for a month or two, but it turned into a job offer, and some things came up, and, well, I struggled with...
Your phone?
Yes. It's way too fancy. It takes pictures, but I don't know how to make phone calls. Although I'm pretty sure that it accepts calls.
Stop trying to get out of trouble by pointing out that I was equally at fault.
There's no excuse. I should have called, and I'm sorry. And believe it or not, I really missed you.
I missed you, too.
So, I moved back to town, and I was thinking maybe we could start seeing each other again.
Oh, gee, I don't know. You gotta realize how hard it was on me not hearing from you.
I know.
And I don't know if I should give you another chance. I mean, I don't know if I want to risk getting hurt again. But on the other hand, you do smell awfully good.
And you're just smelling me from a distance.
Well, I'm just giving myself a running start.
Great. Sorry I had to beat you guys so bad.
Well, guys versus girls wasn't exactly fair.
Well, I didn't say it was fair. I said it was great.
Next time it'll be you and me against Cheyenne and Van.
Then I'm not going.
Well, good. Then we won't have to use the bumpers.
Oh. Just gonna put the bow and stuff in the closet.
I'll give you a hand. So, people think you're good looking.
Are you hitting on me?
Not me, man. I said people. People. I said people.
Oh, you two seem to be getting along.
I know. Feel like a high school girl trapped in a college girl's body.
Mom, I am so glad that you're happy. I mean, seriously, for years you have been moping around this house depressing everyone. Seriously, Van and I were thinking about moving out at one point.
Sorry, dear. I didn't know it was so hard on you.
Oh. Yeah, well, you were kind of wrapped up in yourself there. Oh, but Mom, seriously, hold on to this one. I don't want my little cloud of doom coming back again.
So you guys were thinking about moving out?
No, not anymore now that you're happy.
I'm gonna take her to the prom.
Oh.
You know, I really like Cheyenne and Van, but he's a little obsessed with looks.
Oh, they're all vain at that age.
No, he's obsessed with my looks. Oh.
He gets that from me. Plus, Van's a little worried. But if a good-looking guy like you could be divorced, he better behave himself.
Oh, well, that's not technically the case.
Are you telling me you're not handsome?
Oh, I'm handsome. I meant the divorce part.
How's that again?
I mean that my soon-to-be ex-wife just hasn't signed the papers yet. So technically, we're not divorced. You knew that.
No, I'm pretty sure I would have remembered that. So legally, you're still married?
Yeah, but it's not like there's some divorce police that are going to come arrest me. Is there?
This isn't funny. I'm dating a married man.
No, you're looking at this all wrong. You're dating a very soon-to-be-divorced man.
But you're still married. Do you know what that makes me? Barbara Jean. I don't want to be Barbara Jean. Barbara Jean doesn't even want to be Barbara Jean.
I'm sorry, Reba. I wasn't trying to hide anything. I can't believe we haven't had this conversation.
I'm Barbara Jean. I am Barbara Jean. Am I turning into tall, blonde, and crazy?
I had no idea this was going to affect you this way. And you know what? I'm going to take care of it. It's time I got it over with anyway.
Oh, no. I don't want to be the reason your marriage is breaking up.
Okay, first of all, you're not the reason my marriage is breaking up. And secondly, you'll never be Barbara Jean. I can't say why, but remember, I was her therapist.
You're not Barbara Jean. You are Reba. You're different. You are Reba.
Jeez, Mom, stop talking to yourself. You're sounding like Barbara Jean.
Hey, what you doing?
Whatever I'm doing, you can't relate to because I'm nothing like you. So before you jump to conclusions and start asking what I'm doing, you better look in the mirror because you won't see me. I can tell you that.
Uh-oh. Trouble with Dr. Hunky?
No. And if there was any trouble, I don't want to talk to you about it.
Did you fight? Were you needy? Was there uncomfortable adult touching?
Barbara Jean, you make me want to burn my ears.
Wait, but don't let him get away. I really want this to work out for you. Man, I know you've forgiven me, but I've never really gotten over my part in the destruction of your marriage.
Oh, I remember your part. You played Godzilla. I'll get it.
It's a bad feeling being the other woman, Reba. Bad, bad feeling.
Can I help you?
Are you Reba Hart?
Yeah.
I'm Cheryl Morgan, Jack Morgan's wife.
Oh, you mean ex-wife.
I mean wife.
A bad, bad feeling.
Jack's wife. I don't know what to say.
Never been on this side before, huh, Reba?
Cheryl, please come in. Come on.
Why did you invite her in? This is going to be terribly awkward.
But we don't know that. Let's just hear what the woman has to say.
I still love Jack.
Sorry.
Look, Cheryl, I just want you to know that I had no idea your divorce wasn't final when I started going out with Jack.
Hey, you don't have to justify yourself to her. He's a good-looking man, so he's fair game.
I think we can still work it out, which is why I want you to stop seeing him.
Well, that's not gonna happen.
Okay. Barbara Jean, just stop it. I want this to be over with.
Well, it's not up to her. It's up to Brock. I mean, Jack.
She's not speaking for me.
No, I'm speaking for all the other women.
There are more?
Oh, no, not with Jack. I mean figuratively. You know, women who do what we do.
Cheryl, I'm sorry, but I won't see Jack again.
What? Are you out of your mind?
If you keep talking, nobody's gonna see you again.
You know, this wasn't easy for me, Reba. And I hope I don't have to do it again.
Alrighty then. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for dropping by.
Well, I told you it was going to be awkward.
Well, of course it's awkward. It's adultery. Now, all right, Reba, this is not too late to save this, all right? Now, we just call Jack, tell him to come on over here, burst into tears, tell him that she threatened you, and then let him get to second base.
Stop it. I'm not gonna see Jack again.
You were serious?
Oh, absolutely. That was humiliating. I feel horrible. I feel dirty.
That'll pass.
She still loves him.
Well, he doesn't love her.
You don't know that. And I don't think I could be with him if I thought I was gonna hurt somebody the way I was hurt.
Do you love him?
I don't know.
Do you?
Well, I could.
Well, then you need to get off your little pompous high horse and get out there and fight for him.
Oh, of course, you would think that.
Yeah, I do. Reba, this is your one chance for happiness. Just like I was Brock's one chance for happiness.
Do you even know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I do.
And as your best friend, I gotta tell you something. Your marriage to Brock was over. Just like theirs is over. Don't lose Jack just because you won't fight for him. Reba, you deserve this.
I need some air.
Reba and a married man? Honest to God, you think you know somebody.
Hey, Brock, you got a minute?
Sure, what can I do you for?
I need to talk to you about your affair.
Oh, good. I was worried we were finally going to talk about something else.
I just found out that Jack's divorce is not quite as final as I thought it was. No reaction?
Not until I figure out which one you're looking for.
I don't know what to do. He says his marriage is over, but his wife says she still loves him.
Well, how do you know that?
She dropped by.
Well, could have been worse. Barbara Jean could have been there. Oh.
Okay, look. What I need to know is, if she's willing to fight for him, does their marriage have a chance?
See, Reba, there's no way I can know that. I mean, every situation is different.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Well, Brock, let me ask you this. Would it have made a difference if I'd been willing to fight for you?
I don't know.
Crap.
Reba, I am so sorry. I just talked to Cheryl, and I can only imagine how uncomfortable that was.
Look, Jack, I just need to ask you one question. Do you have any feelings left for her? Because if you do, and if you guys tried...
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure now.
What the heck did that mean?
Apparently it meant stop me before I kiss you.
No. You're sure now? You became sure after you met me?
Well, I meant it as a good thing.
I told you I didn't want to be the reason your marriage broke up.
You're not.
But you said it was my fault.
Yes. No. No, you keep saying that.
Then what are you saying?
Nothing. You know, I regret ever talking. Okay, can we just start this over? Wasn't quite the same, was it?
No. Look, I care for you. I really do. But I had the same thing done to me by the person listening on the other side of that counter, and I just can't do it to someone else.
It's not the same thing.
Well, it sure feels like it.
Is there anything I can say? Because I'll say it. I don't want to lose you.
Say you're single.
I will be.
Call me then.
I'll talk to you later. Take care, Barbara Jean.
Kisses!
I'm sorry, Reba. I saw him drive over and I just had to see what was going on.
Oh, that's okay. I probably would have done the same thing. Oh, Lord. Okay, Cheyenne, you can come out too.
Getting hot in there. You okay, Ma?
I guess so. You know, there's that old saying that goes, it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, Barbara Jean. You got your message?
Thanks for coming.
Well, you said it was important.
It is. I don't think you should just walk away from Reba. I think you should fight for her. She might be your one chance for happiness.
I don't think I can do that.
Why not?
Because she's not the one I want. You are.
Me?
Come on, you've known it all along. The whole time I was kissing Reba, I was really kissing you.
Damn. Why must all the men in Reba's life desire me?
Isn't it obvious? You're better than she is.
I hate myself for it every day.
Kiss me, Barbara Jean.
I can't.
Okay.
Where are you going? Get back here.
Barbara Jean, what are you doing?
These pillows just aren't as fluffy as they used to be. It's like the same old person sitting on them the same old way every same old day.